greetings.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Contact North American Insurance Agency in Belgrade, Earl Rosa today at 877-254-3191.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
El Rosa Baseball tonight here on KASM. Lots of ways to catch El Rosa Baseball on AM 1150 back at home on 107.7 FM. Give us a try there, 105.5 HD2. You can pull up our stream on our website at MyKASM, MyKASM.com. Or you can click on TuneIn Radio, put the app on your smartphone, and listen to us on the TuneIn Radio app. It's amateur baseball, 2-0 El Rosa to the top of the fourth.
I didn't like what I just seen out behind the scoreboard there in right field. Pretty good lightning. So we got a chain link fence we're leaning against here.
As Austin Hadley swings and fouls it at the plate, and the count 0-1.
Keep your arms down.
Well, it's one strike. Adam Morse kicks and delivers, and Hadley loops it over second base, and that's the third hit of the night for the El Rosa Saints. That's gone over the second baseman, their fourth hit total, but three hits almost in the identical spot.
Yes,
Don, you could
is.
Draw a circle out there, and they probably all land in that circle.
Just that curveball that he's trying to keep away from on the outside corner, they're just reaching out there and popping it over like you said, the second baseman's head, and they're not trying to do a lot with it. They're just taking it where it's pitched.
And a little ooh and ah, there's another lightning strike that was just off to our left. And here comes Pat Ilias to the plate. Patrick 0 for 1 tonight with the strikeout. And the pitch to Pat, low and away, gets by the catcher, Hebig. Another, that'll go as a pass ball as it goes right through Hebig's wickets there. A ball that he could have caught. And on to second goes the base runner Hadley. He's in scoring position. 2-0 El Rosa, top of the fourth. The home plate umpire, Craig Ehrlichman, I don't know what he's doing. He's going over to the first base dugout, getting some dry baseballs. That's what he's doing. Tournament official coming in, talking Ehrlichman too. If there was a little discussion about the lightning, it may have been.
Could have been. But you look up in the light, doesn't it look like it could be snowing?
Yeah. Just light drizzle. It hasn't stopped a lot of fans. They're sitting in the stands yet.
Well, there's good cover over most of them here.
So back into the box now is Pat Ilias. And the pitch, Ilias chopper to first. Nice play by the first baseman. He'll run it to the bag, but works as a sacrifice again. Gets Austin Hadley over to third. Good piece of hitting by Pat Ilias.
I bet it was again. Get these guys in scoring position. That's what you got to do. You got to make sure you put the ball in play on the right side here. And now you got Austin Hadley over there at third base. Like the catcher having some problems, you know, it's a good idea to get him over there.
Pat Stray was the first baseman. Always look for a squeeze here. A.J. Hadley at the plate. And the pitch to A.J. Ball low, 1-0. Matty Mittendorf flashing those signs over at third. Austin Hadley, the base runner. A.J. Hadley at the plate. Infield in on the grass. Morse ready on the mound. And the squeeze is on. Here's Hadley. Beautiful bunt. He'll get
Perfect.
It done. And A.J. gets the run in as Austin comes in to score. And the Saints lead 3-0. What a nice bunt by A.J.
You couldn't put it down any better than that, could you? Right down the first base line and just patience by A.J. Hadley on that, right?
Executed awesome. To perfection.
Coming down the line and slow curveball. A.J. had to wait for it, and he could kind of pick and choose what he wanted to do with it.
So 3-0 El Rosa here in the top of the fourth inning, and Kevin Kiefler, number 9 hitter, to the plate. And the pitch by Morse is high for a ball, 1-0. And, you know, just another day at the office. A.J. Hadley switches place with Matt Mittendorf. He's out at third base coach box now.
There you go.
Morris kicks in, delivers low for a ball, and 2-0. 3-0 El Rosa here in the top of the fourth. Adam Morris, the right-hander for Hampton. Sets himself on the mound. Hebig has the sign down for him and is pitched in for a strike and 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ready again. Here's the pitch and fouled to the net by Kevin Kiefler and 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. We'll name our Audi A&W, Richmond A&W, player of the game following our broadcast tonight. That player receives a $10 gift certificate he can use at either of the A&Ws. Also gets a hat from the Chasm Farm Department and our own Joe Gill. Pretty cool hat Joe's had made up.
Yes, it is. Looks like a baseball hat, doesn't it?
When we gave Ethan Vogt his hat last week, he said, I really like the hat. Yeah. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Kiefler. Strike 3 called. He'll get caught looking, and that'll do it for El Rosa here in the fourth. They pick up a run. 1 hit, no errors, and no one left on base. 3.5 innings. El Rosa 3, Hampton nothing. More state tournament baseball coming up in 1 minute.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa.
Your number one Saints fans. Auto Owners Insurance and North American Insurance Agency is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Holly Breitbach at North American Insurance Agency today at 877-254-3191.
It's the Sweet Summer Sell-Down on all remaining 2017s at Sweeter Chevrolet of Cold Spring, home of the certified Sweet Deal. Save up to $15,000 on select four-wheel drive 2017 Silverado 1500 Cruise, or buy a new Equinox LS for just $18,990. But only 4 left. The Sweet Summer Sell-Down at Sweeter Chevrolet of Cold Spring. ColdSpringCars.com. Chevy, find new roads. OAC must be in stock while supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer ends 8/31/17. Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Jordan DeCruck leads it off for Hampton here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He breaks his bat swinging, and he just loops it over Austin Hadley's head at third base, and it falls fair. Just... on the line.
Falls fair.
That's like a double negative.
That ain't right.
Fair. No. Falls fair.
Well, that was just fair, too. It was.
So DeCrick on it first, and here's Chatfield, Josh Chatfield, and the first pitch to Josh in the dirt. And 1-0. Other fans in the stands, I saw Cheryl Ottman is here making her appearance. She yelled at you for doing something. I don't know what it was, Don, but
said she got lost on the way here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was she riding Diane Haskamp's vehicle?
He's sitting right in front of
Cheryl
us.
Cheryl kind of smiles and chuckles. 2-0 the count. Now 3-0 to Chatfield as Jimmy Tool.
There's just no way to get here from Spring Hill, is there?
No. Runner at first, nobody out. 3-0 Al Rosa, bottom of the fourth. Tools pitch, outside, ball four. So out to have a word with Jimmy Tool is Cody Eichers, and here comes Matt Middendorf in from short. And the whole infield possibly expecting a bunt, but this is their cleanup hitter too, Pat Stray. And Pat Stray is over by his coach too, and I think the coach is saying, buddy, we got to get a bunt down here. We got to get guys in scoring position. Bet.
Good size guy here.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my. He could tie this game up in a heartbeat, couldn't he?
3-0. Al Rosa with the lead. Bottom of the fourth. Two already on the mound. Breaking ball, a little bit high. No indication of a bunt. And 1-0. Minnesota Twins winning yet tonight. Last we saw was 5-1.
Yep.
Runners take their leads. Pitch inside again. Tool struggling with his control right now. 2-0 the count.
Watched the Twins last night for a while, and there was so many new faces in the game, wasn't there?
Two balls, no strikes. There's the pitch from Tool. A strike called at the belt, and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Runners their leads from first and second. Tool's pitch. And outside, a ball in 3-1. Jimmy Tool kicks so high that he slapped his foot in disgust after he let that pitch go yet. 3-1 the count. And that's going to hit Stray, and it's going to load the bases, and A.J. Hadley pops out of the dugout. And Hampton has mounted a threat here in the fourth. Hopping out of the dugout quick is Aaron Vogt. And the infield coming in to talk with Jim Tool. So Aaron down to the Al Rosa bullpen. This is a big inning, Don, with Al Rosa leading 3-0.
Is.
You know, you got the bases loaded, nobody out.
When you look at Hampton now, they all gathered over in the third base side, too. All the runners and the manager. So they're all going to start to try to get on the same page here.
And
nobody out.
And if you're Al Rosa, you're going, we want to get out of this inning with a lead yet, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, you want a lead after the fourth inning's over yet.
Yes.
Number five hitter up to the plate, David Berry. Berry a fly ball to right in his first at-bat tonight. He hit that slicing line drive to Ethan Vogt in right. And the first pitch from Tool is inside for a ball, 1-0.
Middle infield's playing back for double play. Corners are in.
So a hit, a walk, and a hit batter have loaded him up for Hampton here in the fourth inning. Tool's pitch, there's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Tool has the sign from Cody Eichers. He sets up on the outside corner, and the pitch is low for a ball, and boy, coming down the line was the runner at third. That was DeCrook. And
well, I tell you, for Hampton right now, is that would have been a bad mistake on his part. You know, you don't want to give up a run here.
Nice block by Cody.
Yes, it was. Didn't bounce too far away from Cody, and I thought he was coming.
Two balls, one strike. Tool's pitch, fly ball to right. Ethan Vogt's got a beat on it. DeCrook's going to tag. Here's Vogt's throw. It's going to come into the infield, and they're going to hold the runner at second. Mm-hmm. Scoring is DeCrook. It's now 3-1.
Smart play by Ethan there. He's never going to get the guy at home play. It was deep enough with the wind carrying the right field. It just kept Ethan right where he is, and Ethan, like you said before, was playing fairly deep back there, so he wasn't going to throw him out at the plate, but he kept that force on yet.
You bet he did. Johnny Dittman to the plate. Johnny is 0-1 tonight. Runners at first and second. It's Chatfield at second. Stray at first. And the pitch to Dittman is a strike called, 0-1. Now you want that ground ball.
Yes, you
Jimmy
do.
Tool, known for being a ground ball pitcher. Pitches outside for a ball and 1-1.
Need that ground ball to Hadley at third.
1-1 the count. One run in, 3-1 our score. Big breaking ball, ground ball to short. Mitty up with it to second for one. The relay to first, not scooped by Pat Ilias, and safe at first is Dittman. So the Saints get out, but boy, they could add a double play just a little throw by Schmitz.
Not a tough play for Pat over there, but it was a quick turn of a double play. Matt, he had a hurry, and he still made a pretty nice throw to first base, but Pat just couldn't come up with it. God, does that Mitty turn that ball quick at short, doesn't he?
And that ball came off that grass, Don, wet.
Yes, it did.
Pitcher number 14, Rhett Hebig.
So two outs, and here's the catcher, Rhett Hebig. On the play, Chatfield goes to third. So first and third for Hampton, the Cardinals. 3-1 our score here in the fourth. Tools pitch, line drive right back up the middle. That's a solid base hit. That just about hit Tool in the face.
No kidding, Randy. I just caught my breath here. When I went back up the middle, he just moved his face. He'd have got it right in the face. Wow,
so
that was bad.
Second
quick
run of the inning, now 3-2. Hebig gets an RBI. Pulling in the second is Dittman. And Johnny Selchow. Johnny with a hit in his first at bat tonight. 3-2. Selchow fouls this one back. And out of play. And the count 0-1 to Selchow. Three to two, our score. El Rosa by a run in the fourth. Curveball. There's strike two called and 0-2. That was a dandy curveball by Ethan.
Jimmy.
I'm sorry, by Jimmy Toole. So used to Ethan vote pitching. Yeah. And the ball called outside the count. One ball, two strikes.
We'll call him the Dazzler. Jimmy the Dazzler, Dazzler Toole.
1-2 the count. Runners at first and second. Curveball popped up in the infield. Schmitz at second calls for it. Matt has it for the out. That'll do it for Hampton in the fourth inning. They come up with two runs on two base hits. There were no errors and two left on. Four innings in our books. 3-2. El Rosa with the lead. We'll be back in a minute here on KASN.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With seven office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go. Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
And back in Norwood, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Looks like we got a pitching change for Hampton. They're bringing in a lefty here to start the fifth inning. And we might go into rain delay here as the rain coming down heavier. And looks like there might be some thunderstorms, Don, moving in from the west right now here in Norwood. Boy, there's a lot of storms out to the west. And they're gonna bring in the teams. They're gonna pull the teams off the field right now.
I think it's more to lightning right now, Randy. I just stood up here a little bit ago, and that was lightning pretty good behind us here.
As there are some pretty heavy storms.
We're gonna take a little break here. Let the lightning pass.
Going through. They're going to put the tarps on the fields right now, the grounds crew from Norwood. And right now our score 3-2. We're making our way to the top of the fifth inning. It's state tournament baseball here on KASM, brought to you by our El Rosa sponsors, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, El Rosa Grain and Feed, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Realty, BNS Excavating, Freeport State Bank, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, the Greenwald Pub, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Albany Chrysler Center, Schweder Chevrolet in Cold Spring, North American Insurance Agency, Bucky's Bar of El Rosa, Rambo bringing us baseball to tonight here on KASM Radio. And Don, with El Rosa leading 3-2 right now, this rain delayed, it doesn't really favor anybody. Now it's like...
No, it's kind of like a new game here right now. Three runs, four hits, no errors for El Rosa, and two runs, four hits, no errors for Hampton. So they're going to start this fifth inning with a new pitcher for Hampton, and I didn't catch his name yet. We'll be looking that up here shortly. And it doesn't look like it's raining very hard right now. If it doesn't get any harder than this, I think we're going to resume play.
I know the public address announcer made a statement, let some of the lightning let up. But you look at the radar right now, and these pockets of showers right now, there's some heavy thunderstorms in them. And, of course, with thunder and lightning, I think if these were normal pockets of rain, Don, they'd probably just let them play through.
Yes, I think so. Well, you can't blame them. You don't want to be out there with the lightning. It's a little bit too dangerous for that. And you're kind of like a rod out there, aren't you?
You are when you're standing out in the middle of nothing. That's right. Let's see here. Scott Stevens, what are we going to do at about 8 minutes in front of 8 o'clock? We're gonna send it back to our studios in Albany. Scott, we're going to have you play a few polka songs right now. And, Scott, why don't you just keep the listeners updated after every song that we're in rain delay. And we'll be back in Norwood. We'll check in here in about 10
minutes. And it was kind of splashing pretty good, but
looks like they're going to get them going.
Yeah.
Mark Forsman, one of the state board members, said, let's go, boys. So the grounds crew are going to come out. I think by all indications. Well, now the grounds crew are just holding on here. I don't know if they have a plan of attack, what they're going to do with that tarp. But you know, Don, what's kind of interesting here with Norwood, they do not have an amateur baseball team.
No, they don't.
They got an amateur park, but not a baseball team.
No, I think, does Young America have one on the other side of town here?
They do, because they play Lake Henry.
Oh, that's right. Young America does play Lake Henry. So
they're looking for volunteers to help with the field.
Volunteers are looking for like medical staff. We talked to one of those people before, and he has to keep his people that are in Norwood Young America here over at Steubenfest. That runs from 9, I don't know what time tonight, I think you said.
Yeah.
Till Sunday.
Steubenfest,
yeah. So they got to keep their locals over there. So he said it was kind of hard. He had to go to a couple different towns to find medical people to help him out.
So they're still waiting to take the tarp off of the home plate area, and I don't know what it is, but we're seeing a lot of different things happen for El Rosa. Look at Nick Stangler, the draftee from New Munich. He's a lefty. He's starting to get loose with Cody Eichers. I saw Aaron Vogt was throwing a little bit earlier.
Yeah, and I think Hampton had a lefty on the mound. We didn't catch his name right away here, but we'll get that to you. If he starts the fifth inning, it kind of looked like he was going to start the fifth.
Looks like Ethan Vogt getting his legs loose, doing a little jogging down the line. And they're trying to, I think, formulate a plan. They're looking at the radar right now. I can see that grounds crew looking at the radar as to what they're going to do, as we do have some lightning right above us right now here at Norwood. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Thanks for sticking with us tonight. It could be a late one, folks. You know, I was hearing stories, Don, that people were talking, well, they might call it right now and they'll resume it at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And yikes.
We may sleep in that big back seat of yours tonight.
Oh.
Because I don't know, tenting wouldn't be good tonight.
Tenting would not be good, no.
You know, we should really pull a little camper with us.
You know, those seats of mine.
10 minutes of warm-up, and then we're going to resume play.
10 minutes of warm-up, they just announced, and they'll resume play. Here at Norwood. So let's do this. We're going to send it back. Let Scott spin a few more CDs for us. We've got a couple more old-time music CDs coming up, and then we'll be back with action from Norwood. El Rosa and Hampton just minutes away here on KASM.
All right, Randy, sounds like a plan. So we're going to start off. Here's Marie and the Boys with Saturday Night Waltz.
Thank you.
That was Matt Hodek and the Dakota Dutchman with Cottage Under the Mountains Waltz. It's now time to go back to amateur baseball. The game's starting up again, and Randy's going to take you the rest of the way. Here's how's it going, guys.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Norwood as we are ready to go here again. Hampton has taken the field, and their new pitcher, the left-hander, taking his warm-up tosses right now.
Looks like Lincoln Hotmuth.
Nick, number nine.
Yeah, Lincoln Hotmuth.
Lincoln Hotmuth will be on the mound. He's going to replace Adam Morse.
For Rosa, the shortstop, number two, Matt Mittendorf.
And Matt Mittendorf will lead it off for the Saints. Matty so far tonight is 1-for-1. He was hit by a pitch. He scored two of the three runs so far, and Hockmuth's first pitch is a ball outside, 1-0. Top of the order, Hockmuth delivers. There's a strike called, and one ball, one strike. You know, this is the way this game could be going for a long time yet this evening, Don, as the rain comes and it goes. And for now, it's gone. As the pitch is a strike called to Mittendorf, and the curveball, strike three, and Hockmuth gets Matt Mittendorf on strikes. Hockmuth looks like he's got a good curveball.
Boy, he does, doesn't it, Randy? That's going to be a little different eye for these Rosa players now, getting this lefty here, and it's always a different angle, isn't it, for these hitters?
Yes, it is.
Get one time through the order here and see once what he's got.
Here's Matt Schmitz, and Schmitz loops this one
That's
in the infield.
Trouble.
First baseman chases it. Hockmuth covering first, and out at first, a little sidestep by Hockmuth as he takes the flip from his first baseman. That's a stray, and 3-1 on the putout of Matt Schmitz.
That ball took a left turn on the first baseman over there, too. Did you see that? He had to really reach back to get that and made a nice play to the pitcher. Hockmuth covering first base and just got Matt Schmitz.
Going to bring Cody Eichers to the plate. Cody so far tonight is 0-for-1. He walked in his first at-bat. Hockmuth's pitch, and Eichers squares to bunt and pulls back. Ruled a strike in 0-1. Coming back from a rain delay, we're in the top of the fifth inning. 3-2, Al Rosa with the lead. And Hockmuth delivers low for a ball and one ball, one strike. Single elimination here in Class C. So Al Rosa came in as the number four seed out of Region 15C. And this Hampton team, the number one seed out of their region. Here's a strike call to Cody, and one ball, two strikes. The pitch, and just missing outside is the lefty Hockmuth, and the count at two balls, two strikes.
19-12 overall record, Hampton Cardinals.
2-2 the count. Kick the pitch, and Eichers drives this one to left field. Long way, the left fielder getting to it, though, makes the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Saints here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 4.5 innings. It's Al Rosa 3, Hampton 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, Al Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. Al Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. Al Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the Al Rosa Saints and all area teams.
North American State Bank, your reliable community bank with offices in Belgrade, Al Rosa, and Wilmer, supports the hometown teams. When you need a loan for agriculture, business, home, recreation, or a vehicle, you'll want to stop in and talk to one of their professional lenders. Also ask about a checking or savings account, credit and debit cards, IRAs, health savings accounts, and online banking. North American State Bank, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show on KASM Sunday nights at 7 p.m.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you as we make our way to the bottom of the fifth inning. And for Al Rosa, new pitcher, Aaron Vogt.
Aaron will come in for Jimmy Toole here in the fifth inning. The veteran, Aaron Vogt.
So both teams making pitching changes here, Don, in the fifth inning. And we'll see how that all plays out.
Well, you know, we have about a half hour rain delay at least, huh? Yep. Maybe 45 minutes. Jimmy, I think I've seen A.J. Hadley come out a couple times. I think Jim probably was not going to start the fifth inning anymore for the Al Rosa Saints. Because they had Aaron warming up a little earlier in that inning. Yes, he did.
So Aaron faces the number 9 hitter in Josh Sharp. He's the DH, and he folds it to the screen in 0-1. Aaron throws pretty hard yet, mixes that fastball up with a good curveball. And the 0-1, a little bit high for a ball in 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Well, we got to situate it now. If it starts raining, we're going to pull this blanket right over top
of
us.
There you go. Sharp drills it to left field. Kiepler giving chase. He won't get to it. It's going to fall in for a long base hit. Sharp, big turn at first, and then he has to hustle back as the ball comes in from the infield.
I think he'd have been a goner at second base if he'd have kept going. It was a good throw back to the infield. I think they would have had a play at first base if he'd have noticed them right away.
Yeah, Matt Schmitz took the ball and came in from the outfield, and Sharp had taken a huge turn.
Still hearing a little rumbling going on.
Seeing some lightning all around us as the top of the order. A.J. Sayre to the plate. And Sayre shows bunt, pulls back, and ball one the count.
Hadley's moving in it from third base over there. He's creeping in so close. He's about, 10 feet onto the grass coming towards home plate here right now. He's going to charge.
Sharp takes his lead at first. He goes on the pitch. Here's the throw to second, and Mittendorf tries to put the tag on him.
Got him.
And they're going to call him out at second. Mitty must have got him just with a real quick tag, Don.
Coming across from shortstop. I thought Matt was going to take that from second base there, but it was actually Mitty's ball to cover with. And
Cody threw that from his knees.
Yes, he did.
Nice throw by Cody Eichers. Caught stealing. One out, and at the plate, it's there. And the count at 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count. Aaron Vogt's pitch. Outside, ball 3, and now ball 4. And so Sayre's going to walk on 4 straight. So that caught stealing is looming really big right now.
Yes, it is. It's a big out for Hill Rosa.
And here's Jordan DeCrock. Jordan 2-for-2 so far tonight. 2 singles, a run scored. Aaron Vogt on in relief of Jim Toole. 3-2 Hill Rosa leading here in the fifth. And the pitch, a ball inside, and 1-0.
Somebody's bowling up there, right?
Yeah. Aaron hasn't thrown a lot of strikes yet since coming on in relief. There's the curveball. That crosses the plate for a strike in 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Chatfield on deck for Hampton. Fastball grounded to third. Austin Hadley has it go off his toe. He'll fake to first, and everybody's safe as Hadley came in on the grass, and that was a wet ball, and he's going to be charged with an error, I believe, over at third.
I would believe so, yes.
It is an error. And, Don, that's one thing we've seen at this level. You can't make those kinds of mistakes.
No, that's a tough play, you know, comes off that wet grass. I've seen this all night, though, so far, coming off that lip of that grass. It just gets that one hop and kind of eating these guys up a little bit.
Here's Josh Chatfield with runners at first and second and one out. The first pitch, a strike called. Curveball from Aaron Vogt. Aaron kicks and delivers. Fastball popped up over by third. Hadley giving chase. He's got room. Austin makes the catch for the out right in front of that third base dugout. That's a big out for the Saints.
Huge out. See that coach over at third base for Hampton? Never moved.
Never moved.
He made Hadley go around him. As long as he's in the coach's box, I think he can do that.
But there's no defined coach's box.
No, there isn't.
Here. And that'll bring Pat Stray to the plate. He's the cleanup hitter. Stray 0-for-1 tonight, hit by a pitch in his first at bat. And Aaron comes with that big breaker for a strike in 0-1.
It'd be kind of interesting to see what the call would be on that one. Hadley was coming hard.
The ball's one strike, two on, two out. Aaron Vogt's pitch a little bit low for a ball, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-2 Al Rosa. We've had one rain delay right now. Nothing coming out of the skies. Curveball, foul down the third baseline, and the count at one ball, two strikes.
This guy here kind of, I think it would scare me a little bit, this number four hitter. It looks like he can put a pretty good hurt on a baseball.
Mm-hmm. We commented on Pat Stray and his just body build earlier. Ready as Aaron Vogt. Curveball low. Nice stop by Cody Eichers at the plate and the count 2-2. Don mentioned earlier, 3-15 down both the left and right field lines, 3-55 to the gaps and 3-75 to straightaway center field.
Very dimensional park here, isn't it?
Symmetrical part. Wind blowing from left to right. And Vogt's pitch. Ground ball to Austin Hadley at third. He'll cup this one right in the bread basket. He'll run it to the bag. And the unassisted put out at third. No runs, one hit, one error, two left on. After five, it's Al Rosa 3, Hampton 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, and your customers because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They're able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print processes are done in-house. Rambo, New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Top of the sixth inning, James Kiefler leads it off. A fly ball to right field. There to make the catch is right fielder Chatfield, and one out for Al Rosa. One pitch, one out for the left-hander, Lincoln Hockmuth. And here's Ethan Vogt. Hockmuth's pitch, and Vogt takes a curveball for a strike, 0-1. Ethan, so far tonight, 1-for-2, had an RBI single in the first. Curveball just missing on the corner. That catcher held that ball for a while there. That was very close.
Yes, it was.
One ball, one strike.
Throws a lot of curveballs.
Another breaking ball that finishes high in the count, two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. Thanks for sticking with us tonight on AM 1150 on 107.7 FM on 105.5 HD2 on our stream at mychasm.com. On TuneIn Radio, we're all over the place. 3-2 here in the sixth. Both swings and misses. That's a strike. And three balls, two strikes now. Austin Hadley waiting on deck for Al Rosa. And Vogt taps that curveball foul at the plate, the count 3-2. Don, I was just watching Cody Eicher's fly ball earlier, and just fly balls in general tonight. They just hang there, don't they?
They do. Yes, they do. They don't really carry much tonight.
There's a check swing by Ethan. He's out on strikes for the second out here in the sixth.
I tell you, that Lincoln Hockmuth here, he's got something on that ball, doesn't he?
He does. Big nasty curveball.
Third baseman number 0, Austin Hadley.
Twins winning in Toronto tonight. I think 6-1 was that final.
6-1 Twins, yes.
There's a ball to Austin Hadley inside, 1-0. Pat Ilias on deck for the Saints. Pitch low and inside, a ball, and 2-0.
Still a lot of lightning around the area here.
Two balls, no strikes.
Don't think the rain is done yet, Randy.
Hopefully it comes at about 11 o'clock.
Correct.
There's a curveball that hits the corner, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike.